This is Twit.
Facebook today launched a new feature called Instant Articles. It enables a select few publishers to host content on Facebook itself. The content can include articles, videos, or sounds. And when users click on the articles in Facebook, it appears instantly because it doesn't have to wait for a browser to load. It's already there on Facebook. Posts reflect the typefaces and designs, not of Facebook, but of the publisher websites. Content providers include The New York Times, The Atlantic, NBC, National Geographic, BuzzFeed, The Guardian, BBC News, and Germany's Spiegel, and also Bild. So far, the feature works only with the iOS platform, but of course, we can expect a wider rollout. Kevin Toefel, this is, it has to be said, this is brilliant.
It's very brilliant on Facebook's part. And a lot of publishers that are not part of this program are kind of grousing about it, saying, hey, we're giving Facebook the keys to the kingdom here. And they may well be doing that. But the fact of the matter is, Facebook has both the reach and the smarts and the software and the platform to make this work. I mean, think about it. You've got video playing instantly, stories just popping up immediately. You don't have to wait for loading. So, you know, my response to the people who are complaining about it in the industry, do something better. And frankly, they haven't done that. So kudos to Facebook.
All you need to compete with Facebook is a monopoly on every social networking user. And and you can compete on a level playing field. When the social media revolution hit, Facebook was there. They got everybody. And so now they have a dominance in terms of users that hardly anybody can match. Now, one of the interesting things about this is the deal that Facebook is actually offering to publishers, and it's a sweet deal. If publishers sell ads that appear inside their own content, Facebook doesn't get any of it. They're saying you keep 100% of the revenue from the ads you sell. If we sell ads, we keep 30%. It's the normal ad deal. And this is a real incentive for the big publishers that they've gotten here to get on board with this thing. It's a win-win for them. They basically have a second website really on Facebook where their content can appear. Also, interestingly, Kevin, they're not providing preferential treatment, I guess you'd say, within the algorithm for these mm-hmm. articles. They're neither better or worse or more likely or less likely than anything else that's shared on Facebook to appear in the newsfeed. And again, this is, they're claiming 10 times the performance. It's 10 times faster mm-hmm. than a regular browser-based article that you might link to.
I think you're right, Mike. It kind of is a win-win, and that softens the blow to the publishers. My concern is what happens if Facebook changes those terms in the future. Once they have so much content and the broad user base that's enjoying this, what happens then? They change the terms, kind of everybody's going to be scratching their head saying, why did we agree to this? So it's going to be interesting to watch it develop.
So it's a profit deal. Huh. All right. Didn't see that coming. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, they can do anything they want in the future. Once they have a certain amount of lock-in, and once it's clear to publishers that if you really want eyeballs, you have to be on Facebook, because people, of course, spend so much time on Facebook, then they can change their mind and charge anything they want.